The trophy cases at South Point High School are crowded with about 40 years of sports memorabilia. They stand out to the school's drama teacher, Chuck Stowe.
Football trophies, basketball trophies. There's two, and they're almost billboard size. They're probably 6 by 10 foot photos of championship football teams that are out there.
Over the years, he dreamed of a spot to promote his drama program, headquartered just steps away in the school's auditorium.
And the Bloomy Award goes to...
And now, he can.
South Point High School, Jacqueline Hyde.
At the inaugural Bloomy Awards last year, South Point won 3 Bloomies, including Best Musical. That was more than any other school.
Worked really, really hard, and this has been the most amazing experience.
Winning the Bloomies gave us the opportunity to claim some real estate in that Hall of Fame.
The Bloomies recognized the best of the area's high school musical theater. Around 30 high schools from 7 surrounding counties in North and South Carolina will compete in this year's competition. Categories include Best Actor and Actress, Costume Design, Choreography. Blumenthal Performing Arts organizes the event, and it's a big deal. It's held at the Belk Theater. Everyone dresses up.
I mean, I don't know how to explain that feeling, because it was just awesome.
Then, senior Courtney Conway does explain it. Like a typical South Point student, she puts it into sports lingo.
I guess if you're in sports, it's the equivalent of winning the championship.
As a result, Conway says there's more interest in South Point's drama program.
I think probably a good half of our cast is like new people. Whether it's freshmen or not, there's a lot of people. There was a lot of buzz around the school, which is big for us because no one ever cares about theater. So it was fun to like be the talk of the school for at least a minute.
South Point is rehearsing for this year's musical. It's called Seussical, basically a musical mashup of 18 different Dr. Seuss books. And the pressure's on. Bloomy judges will come to a performance only days away.
Rehearsal tracks.
All alone in the gloom, as you're facing your doom, take a glimmer of light.
Ryan Deaver is a lead, playing the Cat in the Hat.
That's it.
Last year, when his family moved from Gastonia, he made sure they moved to South Point's district. He wanted to be in Mr. Stowe's theater program. His old school didn't compete in the Bloomies, so compared to South Point's rehearsal, his old school rehearsals were...
a lot more laid back. You don't really have much to prepare for other than your audiences that are going to be coming to see you. So nobody really takes it very serious. Then I came here and everybody is just on the ball, trying to get things done so we can take it all the way.
Deaver has some good pressure of his own. As a lead, he may be nominated for Best Actor. Winners of the Best Actor and Actress category are sent to the national competition for high school musical theater. But Deaver says he's happy even if he's nominated. Best Actor, Actress, and Musical nominees get to perform on stage at the Belk Theater. And for Deaver, to perform on that big of a stage
will be a dream come true. Definitely.
Nominations are out at the end of the month, and the Bloomy Awards will take place mid-May. And in the meantime, Stowe and his drama students are building their own trophy case. The sports cases were full. Stowe hopes theirs will be too. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Belmont.